This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin treaded carefully Wednesday, reacting to Mikhail Gorbachev's death, praising his role in reshaping 20th century history, but noting his quote-unquote romantic view of the West. It has also been reflected in the uncertainty about funeral arrangements. An iconic central venue chosen for Saturday's farewell ceremony has been used for state funerals since the Soviet times, but the Russian media reported that Gorbachev will not be given a state funeral. The United States says it has determined that Russia is suffering, quote, severe manpower shortages in its six-month-old war with Ukraine, and that it has become more desperate in its efforts to find new troops to send to the front lines. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a downgraded American intelligence finding says Russia is looking to address the shortage of troops in part by compelling soldiers wounded earlier in the war to return to combat. It's also recruiting personnel from private security companies and even recruiting from prisons. An 83-year-old nun is released after 5 months in captivity in Africa, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
An 83-year-old missionary nun from Louisiana has been released nearly 5 months after she was kidnapped from her bed in the West African country of Burkina Faso. A letter sent to the Maronites of Holy Cross said Sister Sue Ellen Tennyson was free and in U.S. hands in Niger's capital. An order leader said Tennyson was kidnapped in the middle of the night on April 4th. She had worked in Burkina Faso since 2014. Her kidnapping came at a time of escalating violence and jihadi attacks in the country. I'm Walter Ratliff.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden held a call Wednesday with Iraq's caretaker Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kamimi after violence this week in Baghdad, the White House said. Baghdad saw its worst fighting for years this week as rival Shiite Muslim groups battled in the capital after powerful cleric Muqtada al-Sadr announced he was leaving politics. Sadr said his decision was prompted by the failure of other Shiite leaders and parties to reform Iraq's governing system. The United States had described the unrest as disturbing. The violence cooled after Sadr ordered his followers on Tuesday to end their protests in central Baghdad. More than 50,000 monkeypox cases have been recorded in the global outbreak, WHO figures showed Wednesday, though transmission is slowing in the virus hotspots of Europe and the United States. The World Health Organization's dashboard lists now more than 50,000 cases and 16 deaths as reported this year to the UN agency, which declared the outbreak a global public health emergency in July. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decline in new infections proved the outbreak can be halted. Scientists are working toward an ancient goal, staying healthy and active late in life. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The field of cellular senescence looks at how, as we age, our cells eventually stop dividing. University of California scientist Leonard Hayflick discovered the phenomenon by accident in 1960.
After about 50 population doublings of the original cells, I noticed that the cells stopped dividing.
It's a hot topic for research as scientists explore vaccines and drugs dubbed senolytics that might stop the accumulation of not quite dead cells, which can trigger inflammation and are believed to lead to an array of conditions like dementia, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular disease. Pairing a chemotherapy drug with a plant pigment showed promise in pilot studies of lung and kidney disease by the Mayo Clinic.
I've always thought that exercise is the best medicine that ever was invented.
95-year-old athlete and senior games medalist Richard Soller returned to the track at age 50 and has his own prescription for a healthy old age.
Keep moving. That's my motto.
I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, the Kremlin treaded carefully Wednesday, reacting to Mikhail Gorbachev's death, praising his role in reshaping 20th century history, but noting his quote-unquote romantic view of the West. Also, Russian media reported Gorbachev will not be given a state funeral. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.